Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We are back with you guys today to continue into our book, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell. And last week, we have started a section about the vision. Why vision is so an important qualities for a leader. How can it be developed? So yesterday and last week, we have started into the introduction by understanding why it is important for a leader to have that big vision and how it can actually help him build a team and be sure that it assembles the right people into his team to help get to reach actually bigger goal, but also the vision. So we have started by understanding that what you can see determine what you can be. So really, it's about understanding that you will work with different type of people, people that will quit, people that are follower, people that are achiever, and also big leader that want to bring people to achieve the vision, but also not only your own vision as a leader, but help them develop their own so they can reach their next level. We've covered that you see only what you are prepared to see. That vision is also about opportunities. That if you do something, you stay in the mood, you stay into action, you will be able to build a vision that is out of this world. Like, remember the story of the brother Wrights, that their own father did not have the vision that the two boys had. And finally, we've covered what you see is what you get. That is about the mindset that a leader understand that before putting something into action or before something is created or before a vision is realized or before a goal is accomplished, you got to see it in your head. So you understand that you will see your vision, you will see your goal and feel them before they are accomplished. So today we are getting to the another section of the book. We want to understand how it is important for a leader to have a big vision that he needs to see more and before other. So to start with that section, I will let Sylvain take it back.
Hello, everyone. We are excited. Yes, so we're going to talk about, continue on that vision. And just to illustrate what we have in mind. So when we see, we want to, as a leader, okay, we want to see further and we want to see before others. And just think about Walt Disney. So yesterday I Googled it for the image and we see Walt Disney. As you know, he died before he can do the grand opening of the Walt Disney World. So he have that vision. It was like a mud land, okay? You know, with a lot of things, but he can imagine the castle. He can imagine people, family coming with their children and having fun with their children and not just watching the children having fun. So this is that was his vision, okay? So he see further and he see before others. So this is what we are going to talk today. So leader cannot take their people further than they can see, okay? So as a leader, you can accomplish big goals if you don't visualize your big goal, if you don't believe in your big goal. Because if you believe it, you can transmit that vision. But if you are aiming just for the minimum, okay, you have no vision and you cannot bring your people for that, okay? So you have to see your big picture. You have to see what is your blueprint. You know, when you do a plan, okay, the architect always do like, let's say a blueprint, okay? So you have to imagine that blueprint like your ultimate achievement. And it's like being a millionaire, okay? Or billionaire. All the billionaire, they become millionaire in their head first because they had the vision of becoming millionaire. And then they work and achieve it, okay? But you, except for Lotto. Well, probably they imagine that, yeah, I'm going to win the Lotto, and they buy a ticket and they win. But, you know, it's always start by seeing it before everyone and further everyone. So today we are going to talk about how we can increase that capacity, okay, of seeing more than others and seeing before others, okay? So it's something that you have to work every day. So we are going to cover 5 points. Of course, today we're going to cover only probably the first one, okay? So it's number one, know there is more and before out there, okay? So as you know, when we start MLM, there is always criticism around us, okay? In the chat, share with us what kind of criticism did you receive when you first start in your MLM, okay? First of all, you are going to encounter, people are going to say, oh my God, you know, the rate of success, it's less than 1%, okay? You're going to heard something like this. You're going to heard that, oh my God, it's a pyramid scheme, okay? You're going to lose money. Nobody makes money on except the one on top, okay? Those are other things that you are going to heard, okay? Just share with us what are you, okay? You are going to lose money, yes. They want you to buy inventory and then you can sell it, okay? You're going to earn, don't ask me to join, okay? And don't ask me to buy, okay? I don't believe in that product, okay? They're going to say, oh my God, I know someone who joined and lose money. Jean-Philippe, I'm curious, what did you earn at the beginning when you first start?
I did remember when I started, actually when I was at the home party at that moment, my partner, Jonathan, told my friend with whom I went to the party, look at him, because he know me. And like when I said, oh, I'm going to start, I did remember seeing my friends like sending a texto to Jonathan and say, he want to start. And like Jonathan was like, really? For sure? Stop him. Okay. Because he didn't know like what it was about. But Jonathan after didn't say anything, but my parents, oh, are you sure it's going to make its time? It's not for that long. Remember that you study 4 years. Remember that we sustain you for a couple years, like when you were in an apartment and all of those things. But when I told my parents that I'm going to quit being a teacher and being full time after 9 months only in my MLM business, my mother said, are you sure? Is that the right decision? Won't you regret it later? Like she didn't try like to say that it was bad, but like it is in her mind, like the question she was asking is, I don't want you to regret, okay? Instead of just sustain me and looking at how it makes me feel because I didn't have any job and I feel miserable like being a substitute teacher at that moment.
And Jean-Philippe, you start very soon deciding, yes, I'm going to do it as a career. Okay. You decide, oh my God, yes, it's for me. So I'm sure that, yes, you receive a lot of criticism, but you have to have a strong conviction. Okay. So when I first start, so I receive criticism, but you know, I was part time. So people will laugh in and they probably say in their head, okay, it's going to last for, let's say, 2 weeks or 5 months, never know. But when I start investing time in my MLM, so I have the model, I see my friend, oh, Jean-Philippe, can you read what Monique said?
My dad told his friend in front of me, I'm so embarrassed my daughter left her accounting job to sell hand cream. Yes, because you were in a different, oh my God, like in front of everybody and you feel like, okay, I should not answer to my dad, but it's not like the, but, oh my God, I feel you.
Yeah, So you're going to feel a lot of criticism. And when I start, so I decide I'm going to do it for 1 year. Even if I don't like it, I'm going to do it for 1 year. It's going to work some skills for me, okay? It's going to work my character, my, you know, my attitude and everything. So I had a model, okay? I see Annie Marchand. She's the number one in our industry. And she was doing great, okay? And I see she quit her job. So that, oh my God, it's really working, okay? So that strengthened my conviction. Okay, after that, I saw Maria. She's now, she was my business leader, okay? She had the conviction. She had, she raised the family with Tupperware, okay? Her husband is selling Tupperware with her, okay? And they are real estate investors. So I say, oh my God, it's really working, okay? It's not just, let's say, a part-time job, okay? And I see my friend Nicole, okay? 25 years in the company. And I say, oh my God, 25 years, that's longevity, okay? So my conviction in the company, and if you have conviction in your product, in your leaders, okay, it's going to, so it's going to help you to have a stronger conviction in your dream, okay? And you, if you have a more confidence in your people, in your product, in your company, so that way you will be able to not listen the naysayers. You are going to have the conviction to say, you know, I'm going to succeed, okay? So that will help you to achieve a better future for yourself and your family, okay? But first of all, what else me? What is going to help you? We have our book of Les Millionnaires des Diamants. The first one, it's this, having a strong confidence, yes, in a strong conviction in our product, in the company, in what we are doing, in our mission. So I'm encouraging you to invest in, for you, in that book and on the exercise that you are going to do. So, when you are having a strong conviction, okay, you are going to see more and starting to see before others because they realize it, okay? I see Annie Marchand quitting his job, okay, it's possible. I see Annie Marchand traveling with her family, bringing her brother, her nephew to Walt Disney. I say, oh my God, I can do this, okay? So when you are in the, when you are at the meeting and you have testimonial of people who are succeeding, so it strengthened your conviction, okay? So at the beginning, you're gonna see people will tell you that you are wrong, like Monique, okay? Oh my God, she's quitting a job of accountant to sell hand cream. Oh my God, okay? So people are going to tell you you are wrong. Okay, after that, when they are going to see your success, they're going to say, oh yeah, you're right. But what you are doing, it's not very important. Okay, you know, accountant, it's very important. But hand cream, not really. Okay, or Tupperware, not really. Okay? And when you are going to, let's say, a wedding, okay, you are going to encounter that kind of situation. So Jean-Philippe, what is that situation that people will encounter?
Like, put yourself in a place where there is a big family reunion, like a wedding or even during the holidays, and like you have all of your aunt, your uncle, cousins, and like grandparents, and like they started like to ask you questions. Oh yeah, so what do you do in life now? Like they want to know a little bit more about you. And like one of your cousin or one of your uncle said, oh yes, I'm a teacher. And everybody's like, oh wow, teacher, you're so good. Like you've made some studies, you went to a bachelor degree, and like you help the next generation, okay? And like they ask somebody else, and what do you do? Oh, I'm a nurse. Oh wow, you help people like get in hospital, and like you really like devote yourself to helping people, and they are so impressed. The other one said, yes, I'm an accountant. Oh wow, you help people, like they are impressed by everything. And when they get at you and they ask you what you're doing, and you say, well, I sell Tupperware. And like, there is that unconfortable silence, okay, just a couple seconds right after, and they look at you from top to bottom, from head to toe, and they say, well, you probably do something else, okay? You probably just don't do this. And you say, no, I do that full time. And the next question is always, does it really pays you enough, okay? Like, if we were in the street or something like that, okay? So those are the uncomfortable questions you will actually meet in probably every meeting, and especially when you meet new people that didn't know what you do. And it's always, well, you're able to live from that. Do you think that it helps you? And they have all of those judgments. They won't tell you, but just by the way they ask you those questions, you can actually read all of the judgment that they are doing. Why? Because your work is, I don't know if I can say that, untypical. It's not typical. So they will judge you based on what they think they know, or based on their experience or their no experience of what they hear from other people, to make a judgment about yourself.
Yes, Jean-Philippe, thank you. I love the story, all right? So, yeah, so at the beginning, they are going to say you are wrong. After that, they're going to say, okay, no, you were right, but what you are doing, it's not very important. And at the end, they are going to say, oh my God, this is very important what you are doing. And, you know, I believe, always believe in you. And I know you have my confidence since the beginning, okay? So probably something like this, okay? So, you know, we have to have our own conviction, okay? You have to strengthen that conviction, and that way you can say, okay, thanks for your advice, but I'm going to listen to myself, okay? And in the book, they talk about psychologists. Psychologists say that with time, at around age 45, okay, a lot of people, they lose the vision of a greater future for themselves. Okay, can you imagine? So at age 45, people start to become complacent. Okay, they are going to be satisfied with their own life. They're going to say, yeah, I'm doing a great salary. Oh, yeah, I love my life. Yes, I have my vacation. I have, they become complacent. They don't dream about a better future. They don't see better. So this is why always we want to recruit people had more at the beginning when they have, let's say, like Jean-Philippe, what age did you join?
If I remember it well, like it's been 8 years. So I started, I think I was 26 or 27. So I was kind of young, like, and I had a home. I have finished a bachelor degree. So yes, close to 26, 27. So I know the point where I were in my life, where I were at my life. I needed something that was, that feel not just like a cool opportunity, but an opportunity that can actually sustain the lifestyle that I want.
Yes. So it's more easy when you have, like, let's say 25, 26. I joined at 31. Monique, I don't know at what age you join your MLM, but it's more easy because you want more at that kind that age. I don't say that it's all people after 45, okay? But I would say it's more easy, okay, when you join, because you have the vision. And if I was not in an MLM, probably I would be complacent, okay? But because I am working on my dreams every day, I'm writing them, okay? I have the conviction, so I know there's a better future. And I have example of better future when I see Maria at age 60 with a lot of with a lot of energy. When I see my friend Melanie Miller with a lot of energy, okay? So, yeah, Louise, you're 75 and you are here every day. You want to be the best version of yourself. So this is why an MLM will help you to see a better future for yourself. So see more and before others. So this is why it's so important to have those visions. So if you want to, there's two quality to helps you to keep focusing on you and to focus on you, seeing you more and seeing before others. So the first quality is creativity, and number two, it's flexibility. So when you have creativity, it's believing there is always an answer, okay? So you encounter a situation, so you're gonna say, okay, I'm sure there's a solution somewhere, okay? So you're gonna try something. You're going to many ideas that you can, a brainstorm to find what you can do. So when you are creative, so it's going to help you to see more and before others. And the number two quality is flexibility. There is always more than one answer, okay? So that way you can stay, you're gonna find ways, multiple ways to find answer. So those two quality are going to influence your future, okay? So when you work on those two qualities, it's going to help you to see abundance around you. You're gonna help you to find hope in every situation, okay? Otherwise, you're gonna feel hopeless, okay? So you don't have to allow anybody to determine your vision. As we said, there's a lot of naysayers when we start MLM. It's going to try to discourage you, okay? But you have to have a strong conviction to see more and see before others. So I'm encouraging everyone to join your meeting, okay? We have all of kind of meeting that helps you to have a better vision for yourself. It's starting for us at the welcome classes, okay? We start to show them how the product is going to help them in their kitchen, okay? So now you have a vision that, oh my God, I can save time, I can save money, I can eat healthier, okay? With our second welcome class, okay? You're gonna learn that you can earn money, okay? And you can earn big money, okay? You can earn, let's say, 10,000 per year, okay? 1,000 per month, okay? And that, it allows you to see further and better for your future. And we had just at the SFL that we publish our new book. Oh, Jean-Philippe, I don't have mine. So we have two books that helps you to have a clearer vision. So you're gonna see there's a chapter. Yeah, so it's the key of the unlocking the key of confidence, money. I know, I can see confidence. Okay, open your mic.
Unlock.
Confidence unlock. Yes. So it's going to help you to have a better vision for yourself. And it's a great book. Okay. So we collaborate all the people from the podcast Les Millionnaires, Les Diamants. So you have 10 steps to, you know, build your confidence. And you have an exercise book. It's going to help you to, you know, grow that confidence in your product. Okay. And good habits of health. Nutrition is going to build your confidence, okay? You're gonna find your sweet spot. So we have many exercises that will help you in that field. So for today, so I want to thank you. And if you want to buy the book, it's on Amazon. So we're gonna share the link. So thanks everyone for joining us. So tomorrow they are going to have the podcast of Hello Fears with Marie-Pierre, Jean-Philippe and Maria. So for myself, I'm going to see you next Monday. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.